a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato chips.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
You like it?
Deadpan number 102 is now taxiing. Please do not turn off any electronic equipment, such as iPods, laptops, or any other MP3 playback devices. Be sure that your dumbass memories are safely stowed, and that your nipples are in a locked, upright position. And so this is the first semi-typical Deadpan episode in over a month, really. Whatever a typical Deadpan episode is. Which, actually, I'm frequently asked that. People want me to describe the show, and I always just kind of stammer through a complete, I don't really know. It's just a bunch of stuff. People send in stuff, and, you know, I kind of ramble and then play music at the end. But that's what you're in store for here in Deadpan number 102. People send in some good stuff, and I will ramble, case in point, and then we'll close it off with some music at the end. But since I have a pretty decent backlog, I will not go too long on this intro babble. I will say that, just to make this timely and confusing for anyone who's listening in the future, I just spent this past weekend at the NME, the New Media Expo in Las Vegas, and ran into some good old friends in the podcasting world, met some people who've been friends online, met them face to face, and I did meet some people I'd never met before who are very cool. Most Deadpan significant, of course, was I roomed with Paul Mackey, author of Really Big Things, who you might also know as John Bowes, if you're a live journaler or just from hanging out on the Deadpan comments page. I also met Dan Klass, who turns out, you know, really, really nice guy. I liked him a lot. Brian from Coverville is a nice guy. I had sort of met Tabs from Buffy Between the Lines before, and she's actually recorded stuff for Deadpan, but you know, she was very nice. Helziggy, who those of you who listen to Wingin' It, you're familiar with that name, was just a super, super nice person. Did the drive up with Debbie Spellwhite, not any other Debbie. And I appreciate that. She was good company. I think she was frustrated that I was far too deadpan to sing along to my Pure Funk CD compilation. But I also saw Brad P. from NJ, who I consider a really good friend in the podcast world. And of course I saw, you know, the local guys, Dan and CJ and Evo and Mike Menengay and, you know, other FPM people. But of course I did the Star Trek experience and spent some good times with Pip Valentine and T. Morris, of course, who I think are very good friends in the podcast world and outside of the podcast world. They're IRL friends. R-O-T-F-L-M-A-O. All right, this babble's gone on way too fucking long. Oh, but who am I? I am your host of Deadpan, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the Farpoint Media CEO, Michael Menengay, Ma Mecca Meme Mechanic, Mecca 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 Hey Mecca Heiny Ho, Lam McConaughey, McLeod, By Menon, McDonald's, Mortensen, Metrosexual, Mental Health, Alfalfa, Morgenstern, Gayer Than Gay, Motorcycle, Manga. Wow, this intro babble really got away from me. That's 4 minutes out of our lives. Sorry. And now for some Trucker Overdrive. Using my music.
The road to salvation is paved with good deeds. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Down the road is paved with good corpses. Join us in a free podcast novel that lets the audience decide the character's fate. In a world where destinies are controlled by living maps and dust storms can eat your lover as you hold them in your arms, Alice must find the balance between love and vengeance and between salvation and satisfaction.
Are the voices in my head trying to help me or kill me? They won't stop and they keep growing louder.
Take part of the madness before it's too late. Down the Road is part of the 12 Volt Theater Podcast. Just go to jackjaffe.com, JACKJAFFEE.com, or look up Jack Jaffe in iTunes.
This is Andrea having a very undeadpan time at Lollapalooza. I don't know if you can hear me at all. The Black Keys are currently playing in the background. And that's it. This is very, very undeadpan. Bye.
Some of the things that I've put here was stress. I do everything in my life to lessen stress. That may mean, and every little bit of stress that happens to you during the day adds up to when you get home, you're stressed out, even if you didn't have a big stress thing go on. Things like traffic, you know, just driving in general. Those kind of things cause stress. I will drive the extra block or two to get to a stoplight if to turn left on the main busy road. Why sit there hoping I can get in? Oh, can I get in? Oh, crap, I can't. And I'm sitting there for 5 minutes while all this traffic's going by. And then I try to nose out there and try to get out there and almost cause an accident to get out there. Or I could just drive down the block, go to the light, sit there, listen to music. When it turns green, leisurely turn my left turn out onto the road. Guess what? I just escaped all the stress of that. And the same thing with traffic. If there's this, the main road is just chock full of traffic, I'll take a back road instead. Well, I'm lucky that I live in an area that's not a huge city or anything. So I'll take the back road. Yeah, it might be 2 miles longer, but guess what? There's no traffic. I don't have any stress. I'm not upset that I'm stuck behind the dang semi going 20 miles an hour, or some old lady's in my way, or some guy's going 90 miles an hour and running me over. No. I'm just leisure driving the back road, looking at the park, looking at the river, and just stress, no stress. So don't do things that cause stress. Avoid it, even if maybe it's a little bit more expensive or it takes you out of your way a little bit. Believe me, if you can eliminate a lot of that stress, you will feel so much better about yourself.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right.
Hey, Jack. This is Trucker Overdrive. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, tips for being happy. Unfortunately, it's kind of a bad tip if you can't do it, but basically, go out, get laid if you can. I don't know. Go to a bar or something. You know, I don't mean like hook up or something like that, but you're an attractive guy and a talented guy, man. Find like an open mic night or something, or change up stuff, get out, and I know probably you'll probably meet somebody at the New Media Expo thing and stuff. So, you know, hey, shit work. I don't know. I mean, you know, I feel for you. I've been down the dumps myself over lots of crap. But, you know, I mean, if you're unhappy the way they are, the way things are, then change some shit. You know, if you have to let go of the deadpan, you know, I never want to feel like I'm forcing a podcaster to, like, stay in the game because, you know, I like the show, but, you know, dude, you know I like the show. So, you know, and we're still here for you, and, you know, fuck it, we'll be here for you regardless. And, I don't know, I'm still there for my buddy Dub Shack and stuff. I haven't talked to him as much, but it's kind of sad without his show around and stuff. It's like I'm not checking in with him, and if your show's gone, it's like I'm not checking in with you, and shit, all my friends are fucking remote. So anyway, yeah, wow, this is more rambly than anything else. Talk to you later, dude. Bye. Hey, dude,
don't tell me, dude. I'll teach you to be happy.
Megalomania, Mermaid, Margarine, Eminem, Mangan, Mephistopheles, Metropolitan, Neapolitan, Matchstick Men, Murder Burger, Neil Gaiman, Michael Caine, gayest fucking thing I ever heard, anyone who likes it is a homo, Mick Jagger, Medication, Microphone, Mediterranean, Mensa, Meridian, Merit, Mental Health, Men at Work, Men in Tights, Meant to Say, Mended Fences, Mimeograph, I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Deadpan is the motherfucking Kiwi way.
Excellent.
I kick ass for the Lord!
Stolen from the
70s.
From the
70s.
Hey, Mr. Mangan, got you some lyrics. Fell out the back of the
70s.
Truck.
Stolen from the 70s. Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. And that was from Stuck in the Middle by Steeler's Wheel.
Okay, so Jack, this is for you.
I'm Hi,
going
Jack.
To see if I can get read through this. No laughing. Yeah, try. Try not to laugh. Okay, here we go. Peter Piper picked a pack... I already fucked it up. Peter Piper picked and packed a peck of pickled pork nipples. Nipples of pork pickled and packed did Peter Piper pick. If Peter Piper didn't pack his pick of pickled pork nipples, then the people's peepers would proceed to peer at Peter Piper's prick. That's for you, Jack Mangan.
Wow. Okay, that's... Is that what you do during your spare time when you're in the room and I'm watching TV?
This all started, for some reason, we started talking about pork nipples. I don't know how we got onto the subject, but I just had to Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pork nipples, and it just went on from there.
Well, I had said when we got out of the car from grocery shopping, you know, I've never seen a jar of pork nipples. Pickled pork nipples. I've never seen it. I mean, they use
pickled
every...
Pickled pork's feet. Yeah.
Ears, tongue, nipples. Snout.
Absolutely.
Where are the nipples?
Where are the nipples?
Where are the... And you had said they're probably ground up in hot dogs and hamburgers and
right.
stuff.
Pork rinds.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Exactly.
Bacon. Bacon.
Bacon.
Spam. Spam, 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 spam.
See, Sierra should just... Her head just popped. Ham. Ham. Ham.
Don't tease the cat with ham.
Okay.
So.
A little corner?
So.
But now for something completely different.
Ready? All right. No edits. Here we go. Peter Piper picked and packed a peck of pickled pork nipples. Nipples of pork pickled and packed did Peter Piper pick. If Peter Piper didn't pack his pick of pickled pork nipples, then the people's peepers would proceed to peer at Peter Piper's prick. I made it. Holy crap. Normally my own name is a tongue twister. All right, you are welcomed and encouraged and invited to give that a shot. I'll post the text of it in the show notes. I guess they'll still be lazy show notes, but the text of that will be in there. And thanks to Dan Charette and Dan Charette's wife. I'm sorry, I've never met Dan Charette's wife. But thanks to both of you guys for contributing that. And hey, let's have some fun with that.
His brain is gone.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix, angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night. who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities contemplating jazz, who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs illuminated, who passed through universities with radiant cool eyes hallucinating Arkansas and Blake Light tragedy among the scholars of war, who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of the skull, who cowered in unshaven rooms and underwear, burning their money in waste baskets and listening to the terror through the wall, who got busted in their pubic beards, returning through Laredo with a belt of marijuana for New York, who ate fire in paint hotels or drank turpentine in Paradise Alley, death or purgatory their torsos night after night, with dreams, with drugs, with waking nightmares, alcohol and cock and endless balls. Incomparable blind streets of shuddering cloud and lightning and the mine leaping towards poles of Canada and Patterson, illuminating all the motionless world of time between. Peyote, solidities of halls, backyard green tree cemetery, dawns, wine, drunkenness over the rooftop, storefront burrows of T-head joyride, neon blinking traffic light, sun and moon and tree vibrations in the roaring winter dusks of Brooklyn, ashcan rantings and kind king light of mind. From Howl by Allen Ginsberg.
This is Brad P. from NJ and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast. Deadpan is the motherfucking way, biatch. Oh, sorry, that wasn't deadpan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way, biatch. That deadpan? Dang.
Unrelated thought. Mouse.
If something is sublime, does that mean it's lower than a lime? Can something be a sublimin? If something is less than Sprite, is it sublimin? If you held a lime up to a mirror, would it... Holy crap, I can say Peter Piper's pickled pork nipples, but I can't say this. If you held a lime up to the mirror, would its reflection be an amyl? Would everything belonging to a dyslexic guy named Amyl be slime? If you made a D&D character paladin and named him Nidalap, would he be a palindrome? Would Mad Max Xam Dam be Mad Max Beyond Palindrome? What if the actor Michael Palin stood next to his doppelganger? And what if they were both bearded statues in your garden? Would they be palindromes? Or is that a misnomer? Or am I just screwing up the nomenclature? If he got angry and started roaming, would he be a nomad? If he was a superhero and he poked a cyclops in the eye, would the Cyclops tell everyone that no man did it? And quick disclaimer, I know that Slice of Sci-Fi has this no meme going, but I promise I'm not just ripping them off.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
This is a game called the Greasy Spoon Comments game. This is where we read the comments on the board. We call them nipples, and we choose the nipples at random. And we actually have 6 nipples today, which is 4 too many, or not nearly enough, depending on your point of view. Just a Joe says, Ditto was serving cake in a previous post, which is the answer to, quotes, who finds dinner sexy, close quotes. I, for one, have had some meals that I have found to be tasty enough to nearly induce orgasm. Often they are of the dessert variety and involve chocolate. But there was this one steak in Las Vegas, ellipsis, Ditto says, C's? I always thought it was size of the day. Today would be extra small. The Smarty Hotties says, Deadpan Unshow 16 continues, ellipsis. Rachel Ray something, star pause star, outro babble, send Jack some content. He has a lot on his mind. We're wrapping up Greasy Spoon. Hugh says Colin Jack is all confused. He is. Smiley face. Southland Tales, Ep reviews, Dubshack went off the deep end. And here's the last 18:15 of his thoughts, ellipsis. The next nipple. Retro says, what, this isn't offline? Honestly, I don't really care for Motorhead. It might be cool to hear Ace of Spades live, but I won't lose any sleep over it if I don't. I would like to see Testament, but I'm not really a fan. JP and Dio would be the reason I bought a ticket. So maybe this could work. We could just meet there. Let me talk with the missus and check ticket prices. Smiley face. Dubshack's nipple says, would rather listen to 12 minutes of Jack Mangan rambling than 1 minute of New York Times reporting by Jack Cushman. Don't go pod fading. There'll be no reason to smile left in this world. The world. The sixth and final nipple of the evening. Just a Joe says, 8. Ellipsis, and I'll confess that there are a couple of meteorologists on the Weather Channel that I'd like to poll. What, too early for those jokes?
And of course, a big source of stress is work. Now, a lot of us can't do anything about where we work or what we do necessarily. It's hard to switch careers.
Mouse click.
But I've known some people that have taken that step and said, you know what, I just can't do this anymore. I may be hurting for a while, but I'm going to make that change.
Motherfucker!
And maybe that's something that you need to think about. But the biggest thing for me with work is...
Enough is enough!
I'm not trying to climb this corporate ladder. I just don't care.
I have had it!
Pay me my paycheck every week and let me go home and enjoy my evenings, enjoy my weekends, enjoy my vacation time. I don't give a shit. And I know so many people at work that their biggest thing is they got to climb the corporate ladder. They've got to advance. They've got to get bigger and more responsible, you know, whatever it is. And I ask, why do you care?
Mouse click.
And I know this one guy has been working in the company for 20 years, okay? And he hasn't got, you know, he's been on the ladder and he's got knocked off, kicked off before, and he's just all upset. He's always upset that he can't advance, he can't get promotions or whatever it is. And I'm like, you have a family, you have kids, you enjoy spending time with your kids.
I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs.
Why are you so always worked up about this having to be promoted and advance and all this career ladder crap? And he's like, I didn't go to school for 5 years, blah, 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 get this degree and putting all this time in just to be a shitbox down on the bottom ladder. I'm like, are you getting paid? Maybe it's not what you want to be paid, but you've got a job. How many people are getting laid off nowadays? It's amazing. And so anyway, you know, I was the same way, similar, 10 years ago, but I eventually... you could say I gave up. Some people say I've just given up. It's like, no, I haven't given up. I'm getting paid. I'm okay with what I get paid. I'm okay with what I do. It's not my first choice of what I would do in life. But guess what? It's good enough. And all I'm doing is just working. And I enjoy every evening that I get home. I don't bring work home. That leads to the stress thing. Don't bring your work home. You know, I enjoy my time at home with my wife and doing our, you know, things that we do, you know, leave work at work. And don't worry about the ladder.
Damn, motherfucker!
Couple of things you need to know before we outro babble and also before we do the greasy jelly bean game, because we did have two predictions. The first thing you need to know is that I work with a bunch of Chinese people, and they speak Chinese a lot around the office. And apparently the Chinese word for that is nega. So just all day long, I'll be at work and I'll just hear conversations and then suddenly out will pop the word nega. All right, you did need to know that. The other thing you need to know is that I had mentioned way back a few episodes ago that Duel of the Fates was going to be resurrected, dragged out and dusted off and gussied up for a third season. I got a couple of email suggestions and people talked to me about it at the NME. But I have yet to post anything online. I will post a, I guess I'll use a SurveyMonkey thing so that Dubshack can cheat and get whoever he wants in there. I kid Dubshack. But hopefully he won't cheat, Dubshack, or anyone else. And we'll use that to pick our Duel of the Fates contestants. It's going to be fun. Yep. All right, you did need to know that. Come back in a second with Greasy Jelly Bean Game and the outro music.
Hello, everyone. This is Amy Bowen, Deadpan Ambassador and author of The Questers from FPM. This is a bookmark message to let you all know what's going on with me. T. Morris, I hope you don't mind my borrowing of your terminology. On July 31st, the day most of you listened to episode 1 of my serial in Deadpan 100, my family got the keys to our new house. I've spent the last 3 weeks painting, laying floors, and, oh yeah, moving. That's why episode 2 of Questers isn't in this Deadpan episode. Episode 2 has been written, and just needs a quick revision pass before I can send it out to my voice cast. If you subscribe to the Deadpan podcast after hearing the promo for the Questers from FPM, we're glad to have you in the community of Deadpan listeners, and I ask for your patience during this very busy time in my life. The rest of the serial is coming. I haven't abandoned it. In the meantime, you're invited to come and join the ongoing chat on the Deadpan comments board if you haven't already. Thank you for listening, and remember, Deadpan is the way.
Lawn chair at the end of the world. The ice cube still tasted of bourbon. Mick set his glass back onto the gravel rooftop, watched the first colors of what he expected would be his final sunrise. Cheryl stood alone near the western edge, arms folded, a rigid silhouette against the jagged skyline. She hadn't looked at him for hours, just stood on the precipice, staring out into the citywide bonfire. A wind gust blew the pamphlet from her empty lawn chair. Mick watched it flittering away, sliding fast toward the roof's southern edge. The leaflet had tried to explain how this had begun, but it still made no goddamned sense. He turned and stared at Cheryl's back. The thin band of flesh between her shirt and jeans, remembered kissing the skin there. Nothing made sense anymore. The glass was back in his hands, sweating condensation onto his fingers. He sucked another ice cube and stood. A distant scream touched his ears. He hurled the glass over the roof's north side and collapsed back into his folding chair. The clouds above glowed with bursts of red and white. The sounds of carnage filtered up from the streets below, further nurturing his profound dread. She turned slowly and looked at him, the mirrored skyscraper at her back reflecting orange fire glow from the streets. Mick held her gaze for a long moment, then looked away, crushing the ice between his teeth. His hands sought the reassurance of the gun handle in his lap. A tremor shook the building. It wouldn't be long now.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Hey, Jack, this is Scott from Kalamazoo. Got an idea for you for your next palooza. How about the movie PCU from 1994, starring Jeremy Piven, Megan Ward, and many other favorites? I think PCU has got to be one of my all-time favorite movies. And I actually think it embodies a lot of what the Deadpan is all about. So check it out, and maybe everybody else will check it out. Fantastic movie. Rent it today. Deadpan is the way.
So, all right, I've already given you some homework already, because you need to think about who should be in Duel of the Fates 3 if you want to play along with the tongue twister created by Dan Charette. Then there's that. And also, yeah, we need to start thinking about our next Palooza episode. And thanks for the suggestion. Actually, I got to say, actually, really quick, thanks to everyone for all the great content that made it into this episode. Send me more stuff, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. That's the voicemail line, or email it to me, sphericaljackm@gmail.com. All right, where was I? All right, so you have three homework assignments. And the fourth, obviously, is to join in the fray and have fun and contribute at the Deadpan site, you know, post comments and nipples at the Deadpan site. Think about Duel of the Fates, and I'll do my end of the homework, and I'll actually post the shit at SurveyMonkey and get you guys going. And I'll post the, as I said, the tongue twister, the text of the tongue twister will be up on the Deadpan site. And the third bit, let's start thinking about Lollapalooza, or not Lollapalooza, Deadpan Palooza episode ideas. I said this on the comments page, actually. Eraserhead was something that we tossed around doing, but Eraserhead is really, really, really strange and really not accessible. I watched it recently. Thank you very much, Charlie the Beer Guy, for the DVD loan. There's a lot to cover. There's a lot to do. I know, you know, we have some David Lynch fans out there in the Deadpan community. You know, Jeremy from Seattle really scolded me when I said I wasn't really that crazy about Mulholland Drive, the David Lynch film. But anyway, Eraserhead, it's okay. But you know what? We've had such strange, difficult movies in the past. I think we need to just, we need to bring it in. I hate to say more mainstream, but just more accessible. I think that's the word. And actually, I like the idea of, especially considering that the Watchmen film comes out in 2009, I like the idea of doing the Watchmen graphic novel. I like that idea a lot, actually. You know, if you haven't yet to read the Watchmen graphic novel, it's fairly short. You know, we're not asking you to read a long book like you would for your college 101 or 201 classes. So think about that, or otherwise think about films. Yeah, I guess that's about it. I look forward to that next installment from Amy Bowen. Thanks for the bookmark, Amy. And yeah, I am truly outro babbling now. I thought I had something more to say. I thought I had something important to tell you, but I guess I don't. I'm not going to come back after this next bit of music, which is probably the most painful of the homemade rough draft recordings. This is actually another cover that I've done, but the vocals are really, really, really high pitch for me. I like to go for the deep and sultry, and I went the opposite for this, which is ironic, considering that Lemmy of Motorhead did the original. So without further ado, let's get into that music. Thank you for being part of Deadpan. I guess this was kind of a long episode, but, you know, whatever. Deadpan is the mother. I'm not coming back after the music.
desolate. All my love is hate. I'm a politician, and decide your fate.
Almost forgot. We had two greasy jelly bean predictions for the week. One was for what the fuck, 557. The other one was for 458. And we actually ended up at 531. So that means 557 was closer. Getting good at this math thing. And Retro gets a greasy point. And you know what? I actually paid off a greasy jelly bean. Bought Paul Mackey his breakfast on Sunday this past weekend. So you see, it actually does happen sometimes. All right. Sorry that this should have never happened. Not at this point in the show, anyway. Congratulations on the point, Rhett. And now I'm really out of here.
Mouse click.
Take it away, men and gay.